Sometimes community and sport figures of note hide in plain sight. Did you know, for example, a retired NHL player and active Leaf alumni has made his home in Barrie and, before that, in Orillia for more than 3 decades? Jack Vallaquette, the former Leaf and Colorado Rockies forward, has lived in Barrie for a quarter century. A native of Southwest Ontario and a former junior star with the Sioux Greyhounds, Vallaquette came to the area not long after retiring from hockey. He met his wife, Julie, here and never left. It really started with the hockey schools in Orillia, he said of what drew him here but what also opened his eyes to the importance of helping others. It's important that you try and be a good hockey player, but it's more important to be a better person. Vallaquette played 172 games with the Leafs. His best season was a 45-point campaign in 1976-77. His third and final season with the club was highlighted by its dramatic Game 7 OT Stanley Cup quarterfinal victory over the dynasty in waiting New York Islanders. Traded to the Rockies ahead of the next season, he had 23 and 25 goal seasons for Colorado. Taken number one overall in the Ontario Hockey League draft, he was a highly touted junior and won the Red Tilson Award in his lone season with the Greyhounds. He turned pro when the Leafs took him in the first round, 13th overall, in the 1974 amateur draft. Vallaquette still bleeds blue and is as anxious and puzzled by the team's lack of postseason success as anyone. I think Shanny has yet to really impart himself on the team, the way he played, Vallaquette said in reference to Leafs boss Brendan Shanahan, before adding that losing players such as Zach Hyman, who signed with Edmonton a year ago, chips away at a team's core that can be difficult to replace. A year ago, Vallaquette was named the Carl Brewer Award winner, given to a retired Leaf in recognition of community involvement. Locally, he has helped several causes and been heavily involved with the team's alumni organization. He also occasionally presents a Leaf sweater to an honored member of Canada's military during games at Scotiabank Arena. Now 66 and a recent cancer survivor, Vallaquette's perspective on the recent passing of Mike Bossy, Guy Lafleur and Clark Gillies, who died from the disease at similar ages, is especially significant. Before those Hall of Famers of his era, another, even younger one, Colts head coach Dale Hawerchuk, passed away in 2020 at just 57. The Winnipeg Jets unveiled Hawerchuk's statue Saturday night and the local Ole Club is honoring Hawerchuk before its home game next Saturday. It teaches you that life is so precious, Vallaquette said of Hawerchuk dying so young but also watching former teammates, opponents and friends battle terminal illness. With Julie by his side, Vallaquette endured extensive treatment at the height of the pandemic. His cancer is in remission. He spends his time playing golf, fishing and with his 2 grown sons and grandkids. Throw in Florida vacations along the way and life is good. The only lingering drawback from his cancer battle is on his shinny career. Treatment left behind an issue with his balance on skates and he doesn't want to risk injury. The circumstances are vastly different, but Borya Salming's health now has Vallaquette greatly concerned. Vallaquette often cites the Swedish legend, his former teammate, and Daryl Sittler as the best players he played with. He was shaken by Salming's recent ALS diagnosis, which is often referred to as Lou Gehrig's disease. Vallaquette recently handed off the Brewer honor to Mark Curtin, a fellow Leafs alum who is also suffering from ALS, at the organization's annual meeting last month. Like her husband, Julie Vallaquette has an easy way about her. And she has imparted some humility in a different way, she's a better golfer. The former Julie Payne was Ladies Club champion at the Barrie Country Club, they now play together at Vespera Hills. Shed no tears for Jack, he won the Vespera Hills elimination draw at Men's Night a few years back. He never said if he used some of his winnings on golf lessons.